Today on Press TV, U.S. police forces in New York City arrest dozens of people protesting against the grand jury decision not to charge a white officer in the choking death of an unarmed African-American. The protesters were arrested near the Rockefeller Center. Similar demonstrations were held in Washington and Los Angeles. The U.S. Attorney General says federal prosecutors will conduct their own independent probe into the killing of an unarmed black man in New York City. Holder described the killing of Eric Garner as a tragedy and promised a fair and expeditious investigation into the death. Some 15 Chechnya militants have attacked a checkpoint in the capital Grozny, killing at least five policemen. A dozen more security forces have also been injured. The militants then stormed a major local publishing house in the center of the city and reportedly set it on fire. A U.S. military official says the ISIL terrorists have set up training camps in eastern Libya in a bid to expand their scope of activities. General David Rodriguez says the U.S. monitoring of the camps show the militants are Libyan militia who have shifted their loyalty to ISIL. Bahrainis have taken to streets to voice their support for political prisoners in the kingdom's jails. Residents in two villages of Samahij and Shakura carried pictures of the prisoners. They slammed the Manama regime for its crackdown on opposition movements. A prominent rights organization says it has clear evidence that Ukrainian troops use cluster bombs in the country's volatile east. The Human Rights Watch executive director Kenneth Roth asked the International Criminal Court to investigate the case. Ukrainian forces deny using banned weapons or shelling civilian areas. The UN has called for the creation of protected cultural zones to save heritage sites in war-torn Iraq and Syria. The head of the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization condemned the attacks on cultural heritage and black market dealings of looted items. The Colombian government and FARC rebels have agreed to resume peace talks in Cuba. The talks were suspended last month over the abduction of Army General Ruben Dario Azarte and two others. The captives were later released and handed over to a humanitarian mission on Sunday. Those latest here on Press TV.